Hey guys, welcome back to an episode of Talking Pylons. This week's going to be a little bit different. I know you could see if you're watching the video podcast right now, it's just me and I'm not in my usual spot. I'm at my kitchen table rather than in my hawk den. We had some footage filmed from an awesome interview for you audio listeners. We had audio recorded from an awesome interview from Tim Vendel and Zach Studzinski, two awesome guys to interview. We did a dual interview. You guys will get to hear a lot. We originally planned on the interview being split into two parts. One was going to drop last Thursday, one was going to drop this Thursday. We were a little behind on stuff, trade deadline, getting all our NHL news. So that stuff's coming. It's going to be very late. It's probably going to be old news to a lot of you. But I know a lot of you that don't listen to this podcast for the NHL news so much as the uniqueness that we bring, which is our own league, our own guys, the personalities that we get on this podcast. And I have to say, these two were some of the coolest personalities that we've had. We'll definitely have them back on to show even more of that. I hang out with these guys, play hockey with Tim a lot and his friends. We'll have some of his friends on, as we mentioned in the interview. I don't want to ramble on too much here. I want to just jump right into it. So this week, instead of us clipping the interview itself into two parts so that we could post one on one week and one on the other week, we're just going to throw you the entire interview. We'll be doing more stuff like this in the future, splitting interviews, getting dual interviews, having some awesome personalities on. So without further ado, this is the rest of the episode. We're going to throw it over to the interview. We'll get the marks back on sometime this weekend. Hopefully, get you guys a second episode because I know technically we're behind to talk about some NHL news and maybe even get another interview in the process as well. So, hope you guys enjoy it. Let's send it on over to Tim Vendel and Zach Studzinski.
Hit women. Oh, my God. Sorry.
It's just more editing that I have to do and cut that out. All right, everybody. Now I'm gonna take a pause and then start. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of Talking Pylons. I'm one of your hosts, Mike Napolitano. Let's throw it all the way to the bottom. Mark the Truth, Mark Levesque. How you doing?
I'm good. I wish I had a beer.
Yes, he's usually 12 deep at this point, and let's send it over to my co-host, Mark Krasminski. How you doing, bud?
Good.
As usual, giving a plain, boring answer. Let's send it down to the middle. I see a couple more faces here. Listeners are usually used to just, either the four of us in a grid, but today we have a very special double interview, and this introduction has a bit of a backstory. So we have two guests on today's podcast. One of them I've known since baseball back at Schaumburg, and the other I met through him just last year. Stud, as most of the ladies call him, was my teammate on Saxon baseball. And when I found out that he played hockey, I knew that we had to eventually get him into one of these league games. But what I didn't know until he called me on that day of the game last year is that he would bring along an extra skater for his team, who had been hurting for players at the time, who would turn out to be yet another one of my good friends. And we've been getting some great ice time and roller time out at the rink these past couple weeks. So I'd like to welcome in a pair of returning rookies and both 2020 Stanley Cup champions with the Penguins, Zach Studzinski and Tim Vendel.
Hey, you know who didn't win the cup?
Let him say hello, bud. Jesus, you're the worst already. Yeah, you know who
What's
didn't win the cup?
On?
You, because you were a commentator. How are you guys?
I'm doing good.
Doing all right. Getting busy with school stuff. So.
Working hard, hardly working. Well, I want to start with last year's game because that's where really where both of you got your SHL careers off and running. But my team was so focused on kind of shutting down guys like, you know, Jason and Mark over here that we weren't really able to focus on your play style. So I know you guys came to the game together, but who would you say you both really had the chance to work best with on that team chemistry wise, if it wasn't really each other?
I'd probably say Mark. He was just like good introduction, you know, like stood up as like a goon, I guess, or something, like an enforcer. So I think that was a big difference for like guys that stood out with us.
Yeah, I would have to agree. I think it was Mark. If I remember right, there was a hit along the boards and he was like, I'm going to get off the bench here and come in and fight people. So yeah, that was nice to know that he had our back.
I wake up and choose violence every day.
Well, I'm glad it didn't actually come to any fisticuffs, because I don't know if anybody on my team would have won that, but there were definitely some big hits going there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. That is very true. They showed up for me, so got taken away, went to juvie for a year. Now I'm back doing this podcast. So, so individually, though, what was each one of your strategies going into that matchup? You had never really played in one of these big games before. So what was your mindset going in? How are you going to play? Tim, we'll start with you, buddy.
I guess kind of just like go with the flow. I didn't really like know anyone except for like you when you just said your name and then Zach. So I just kind of did what I had to do.
Yeah, I would do the same thing. Like I didn't really know what to expect. I showed up and you were like hanging posters and stuff. So I was like, okay, like this is a little bit serious. And then, yeah, it was just like, I just followed some other people and then got into the game and felt pretty comfortable and just did what I had to do.
Well, that indeed you guys did, you got the job done, but a lot of it goes to credit to your captain, Mark, not taking any credit away from you guys, but I know that team really talked about the leadership that was there. So let's make his head a little bit bigger for a second. What was his coaching style? And how did it really propel the team to win in spite of maybe, you know, the odds and the lack of bench numbers that you guys had? We'll go with you, Zach.
So I thought he was just he was pretty relaxed. So it was easy to just kind of get in and like if he made us feel welcome. Like I said, it was our first year, so I didn't really know what to expect. And he just let us basically do what we wanted. And yeah, it was a nice introduction and made us feel comfortable.
I think it was Zach. He kind of just like laid back, I guess, and then. It wasn't like aggressive, but like he was just having fun, you know. Nothing else like a good thing to like show us have fun as well. So, yeah.
I'm the people's people, I guess.
You're Mark the president. Man of the people. That's why you got your second term here going on this summer. Yeah. Well, back in 2011, I won my first ever cup in my rookie season, but it was nothing compared to what you guys had to do. It was like a little 3v3 game in a tennis court. With a tennis ball and like baseball mitts as goalie gloves. So talk about what it was like for each of you to have to go into that game. It was also the first year in the league that we used an actual puck. So talk about what it meant and what it was like for you guys just kind of jumping into the deep end there.
I'll start off. So it was a bit scary, honestly, like not really, but I felt bad when I saw the pucks and we had like a goalie with like no protection on. So I think that was like a bit frightening. I was kind of like scared to take shots, honestly, because I didn't like hurt anyone. So I think that was like a big factor in like, yeah, like my play style that day.
So I wasn't really scared. I was like, I don't know. I just, like I said, like I didn't really know what to expect. So then I showed up and I talked to you, obviously, because I knew you, and I stayed with Tim too, because I knew him. And then Mark like just kind of made me feel welcome, and then like the game was fun, winning was fun. The heat was pretty bad. I remember it was very hot, so that I had to prepare for that. I remember because it was hot, and yeah, like Tim said, I didn't know if we were using pucks or balls, and yeah, the finding out that the goalies didn't have protective gear or some protective gear was kind of nerve-wracking. But once I was in the game, I didn't really care and just played, had some fun.
Speaking of Heat, whose idea was it to have black shirts on, by the way?
That'd be your captain.
Terrible idea.
Yeah.
You want to comment on that, sir? What was your mindset going with black as your team color?
I don't know.
You just wanted to make him burn a couple extra calories?
Yeah. Plus he looked sick.
It's usually very hot on game day every year. It never fails. I don't want to jinx anything, but I've looked at the weather for that far ahead because there's a couple sites that you know will post that, and they take like averages from years past and like weather patterns now and try to predict all the way up, and they're saying it's going to be 82 and partly cloudy, so that's like perfect temperatures right there. But I mean, it's what, April right now, and we've got a ways to go, and that could change in an instant. So I expect it to be 112 and grueling hot again as usual. But so you guys will be in some different colors this year. Going into this year, there were some changes, but also a lot of similarities. You're both still playing with Captain Krasminski over here. But instead of being the Pens, you guys are now the New York Americans in our little vintage throwback team style that we're doing this year. You're both, like I said, on Mark's team again, but there are rumors that Tim Vendel will not actually be able to make the game. And I want to go into Mark's response to that the minute he heard that news. He said, and I quote, "That's fine. We still have our core. It's just an extra body that would have been nice to have." So kind of sounds like Mark's implying that. It kind of sounds like Mark's implying that Tim is not actually a part of that core.
So this is why
you'll be able to defend yourself in a second. This is going to Tim first because these were quotes about him. No, sir. Hold on. Tim, what do you have to say to defend yourself after those statements?
I think Mark should come out to the Saturday skates at Dirksen and kind of apologize for what he said. Give me a good idea.
Boom. Mark, right, how do you want to reply?
First of all, Mike comes on the podcast talking about, you know, the whole Panarin thing, how much the media takes him out of proportion, how much he hates the media. Listen, our core is one person, Jason. I never said I was part of the core. Jason is the core.
You can't have a core with one person.
Yeah, you can.
They proved they could.
Yeah.
No.
Jason's world, and we're just living in it.
If Jason would have scored his 6 goals, you guys still would have lost. And who's going to assist him on those goals? I'm pretty sure Tim had a bunch of them. I'll pull up Tim's stats right now. You don't think I will? Listen, buddy, you had 5 goals yourself, so you can't be saying one person who scored 6 is the core and one person who scored 5 is not. You're part of that core too. So
you forgot.
You're basically Jason excluding Tim.
Jason turned it on in the second. Watch this game. No one touched the puck. Just give it to Jason. Give him 30, and we can just drink all night.
Listen,
and be
buddy.
Not sore.
This is my rebuttal to that. Tim Vendel, he scored 3 goals. That's a hat trick, if you don't know. He also had 2 assists for 5 points. So he was your third highest producing player on that team behind you and Jason. And you said that this man isn't just an extra body that would be nice to have. Wow. Tim, do you see yourself requesting a trade in the future if you do end up making this game?
Probably not.
Yeah, fuck, he wants to win.
He's still going to play under the regime. Yikes. Oof. Well, Zach, you brought Tim into this game. We obviously are grateful. As going back to the goalie pads, I wanted to address that issue. Last year, our league was kind of in a little bit of a rebuilding phase. We were getting a lot of new faces in, and you guys were a huge part of that. Zach was a new face, and Zach was also a new face that brought in a new face, and Tim, and we all welcome you guys. But Zach, when they don't welcome Tim like that and say he's not part of your core, how does that make you feel?
Well, jokingly, Tim sucks and I'm better, so doesn't matter. No, I'm kidding. he's very good. But I feel like that our team will be able to overcome him not being there or possibly not being there. And I feel like we'll still be able to bind and click together like we should. And we'll do our best and hopefully pull out the win. And then if he's able to show up, great. And got a great player that's joining us. So
all I got to say is coaching techniques. I already have one Stanley Cup as a captain coach. Trust TTP, trust the process. Watch him go out there and have 8 goals now. TTP, boys, trust the process.
You're just trying to fire him up if he does come.
Exactly. Right. Get in a couple fights, he's fine. That's what you need on your team, leadership.
Don't speak you would have won if you had that. I'm pretty sure we have that leadership now.
Well, I'm dropping gloves with your captain right away to proving that I'm the better man. It's gonna be a morale killer.
Mike Cross never said he was a fighter, but hey, you're gonna try to drop the gloves with our captain, and our whole team's gonna come after you, bro.
I can be your whole team at once. You guys are.
I never said you couldn't. I'm just saying we're gonna defend our captain.
And you're all gonna get your asses kicked, and then we'll just take the cup home at that point.
Well, they don't give awards out for fighting in the NHL. They just give awards out for who scored.
Winning like we did.
NHL. So,
yeah, this is the SHL, which means
My league's branded the same way. So
hey, that's a pretty good idea. The NHL should come up with an award for fights.
Yeah, they should.
Yeah, but they want to get like PC about it. Yeah, you know, like get fighting out of the game. But you know, it's whatever.
Back in the day, they should have.
Yes, back in the day. Are you kidding me? Probert, Domi.
Yeah.
Taking home the awards every year. So, Stud, you know Tim very well. The two of you have played a lot of street hockey growing up. But, Tim, walk the fans through what it was like to walk down the block for the first time and talk to the big boys, maybe play some hockey with them. Because I think you've told me this story before.
Yeah, this is like probably one of the best stories of my life, I'd say. I was walking. I wasn't even walking. I was on my bike going back before I went to block, you know. And then I had karate practice. That's what I remember. And then before I saw this thing, it was like Zach, Jack, and this one girl named Courtney that like lived in the court. And I saw them playing hockey, and I was like, you know what? They're older. I'm just going to say hi to them, see what's up, try playing. They said, yeah. And then I remember in our game, Jack took a slap shot straight in my nuts, and that's what became friends.
That was the story I was hoping to come out. Was that the first time you had ever played hockey?
No. I did like my basement like every single day.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So you were just thinking you were ready to step up to the plate there and
The pro league.
Take a wind up. Speaking of the pro league, you guys both played in the Elk Grove Roller League together, I believe. How'd you guys get your start in there, and what were some of the highlights and some of the perks of playing in that league? Stud, we'll go to you.
So I got my start actually from Tim. He told me about it. So then I looked into it, and then I ended up joining. And it was pretty fun. My first year I was on a team, I remember we had like 3 really good players that were there with me, and ended up like only winning or losing 1 game, I think, but then lost in the first round. So that kind of sucked. I kept doing it. I did it throughout all of high school, and ended up senior year, we ended up winning the whole thing. So that was pretty fun. Go out on top. So it was pretty fun. And it was a nice, just kind of laid back, you know, like I got to play hockey, and it was kind of competitive, but it was also pretty fun too. So
I was listening to you. I'm looking at Levesque's screen right now, and I know
that's a twacta. That's a big twack. That's another twack. Oh, that
Tim,
that's
if you could get some words out in between those laughs.
Oh, that's a fire twack.
How'd you get your start?
Oh, that's a tutu time.
How did you get your start in the Elk Grove League?
I think it was from my parents, remember? And it was through my friend Brian, who used to play hockey with us like a kid, like went to my school. And then, I played, I think, I don't even know how many years, maybe like 4 or 5. And it was a pretty fun ride. I think my first year we lost in the final. We scored a goal with a second to go, and they called it off because there was no time on the clock. So that was pretty interesting. And then from there, it just kind of took off. like I think it was my first, like after my first year, the first 3 years I went like first overall every single time, so it was a pretty fun experience.
Holy
yeah,
cow.
It was good. I think there's a lot of hat tricks, everything. So yeah,
very nice. Is that the same Brian that I met?
Yeah.
Okay. So side story for all the fans. I mentioned Gio last podcast, how we're kind of getting Gio, a friend of mine, to get on skates. And he wanted to get the same exact skates as me. I was just going to get him a cheaper pair, start him off, you know, small and work his way up. And he was like, nope, I want the top of the line stuff that you use. I'm going to go all in. So we're at Total Hockey, pure hockey, and we're getting his skates baked, his rollerblades baked for him. And I start talking to this one kid and he's like, oh yeah, I'm Brian. And where do you play and whatever? And he's like, oh yeah, I came to your guys' game last year. I was going to try to practice with my dad. And I was like, oh yeah, we were carrying the bleachers over. Oh, that wasn't us though. If the park district's watching, though, we didn't do that. And he was like, yeah, but you guys were having a really big game. And I was like, oh yeah. And he was like, oh yeah, you know Tim Vendel then. I was like, oh yeah, I met him that day. And he's like, yeah, I'm friends with Tim. So Tim, we got to keep him in contact. He said he would come ref the game this year or come watch, or at least we'll eventually get him in the game, maybe in the future once we have a chance to get him into the rosters before the captain's pick. So yeah, it's kind of a small world. I was like, whoa. But yeah, shout out to Brian. Thanks for baking the skates and getting them all set. And come on out to Fridays and Saturday nights. But we did set the rosters for this year, as everybody knows. We did have our two captains pick, of course. Somebody that we had also mentioned in this podcast a little earlier, Jack Lancaster, fellow Schaumburg baseball teammate of ours. He is finally set to play in an SHL game this year. I'm not even sure if he knows, but Tim told me to throw him in there. And he was originally our sub for the California Golden Seals. However, considering the fact that Tim and a couple other players for the Americans cannot make it to the game, for sure. You know, you know this already.
The hell don't is shake this? Your head at me. This is cheating. Mike knew all this.
J-Mill and Garrett Wisniewski. J-Mill Patel and Garrett Wisniewski. They said count them out for now. We're not sure if they're going to make it. So it's probably going to be a no. So what's that?
I need to bring some of my guys in then.
Well, your subs.
I'll tell Jason to call his buddies.
Whoa. Because then I'm going to call Tim's buddies. Slow down there. You don't want to mess with fire. We're going to give you our subs, because the subs that you had drafted are kind of off the table now, including those people that you had drafted. So we're going to be giving you our subs. And one of them is Jack Lancaster, who I mentioned. Stud, I want to go to you, because I know you guys have both played with him, but Stud's probably much closer. What can he bring to your team, and what kind of a skill player is he, and what can he bring to the game itself?
So this guy's an absolute goon. He comes out with like use skates, use sticks, and just comes out and just goes crazy. You know, he's a big guy, so he could hit. In all seriousness, he is pretty good at hockey, and he could be a critical piece, you know, like he could score a couple goals, but then also create some open ice and just make some nice passes, get some assists in there too. So it'll be nice to have him if he shows up. And then, if not, we could just keep going, you know?
Absolutely. Well, I don't know. You guys already kind of got a goon in your captain there, so I might have to talk to my captain, Mike Cross, and we might have to request a trade and pick Jack back up, or just not give you, or just not give you our subs. But I'm not gonna do you guys dirty like that.
Rigged. I'm saying it. No matter what, this year's rigged. No matter
how is it rigged if you're still gonna win?
I say if we lose, then
hey, don't be counting chickens down there, peanut gallery.
I can't count.
I thought you said you were going to be not paying attention to this podcast and be doing something else. Okay, well.
Sucking dick.
He's reading the truck book.
Yeah.
I'm learning how to read.
He went to
Kindergarten. I can read. Very good.
So I know Tim, you know Jack as well. Have either of you guys had a chance to play? I don't think he's ever played on a team or anything, like together on the ice or even in roller.
Oh, we used to play with him as like kids in the court. So that's something. And then a couple times the winter he came out and played with us, very surprisingly. I think my first time ever like seeing him on skates was pretty funny. And they were like the old like black Bowers, you know, with like the Nike logo on them.
Oh no.
It was pretty interesting to watch, but he definitely added a lot of energy, I feel like, and just have fun.
Sounds good. Well, Stubb, we got the chance to play some ice with you last year at Center Ice. I don't know if Krasminski really remembers, but that was you. That was also with Matt D'Amelio. We didn't get you out on the backyard rink this year, but do you see more ice in the future for you? Perhaps even the Jofa Dusters, when we get that team going, I should say.
So yeah, I actually do prefer playing ice over roller. I definitely like during winter, I definitely like playing ice and stuff like that. So just get some pickup games going or whatnot. I know it's difficult for me because I'm at school, so it's hard to just try and because here there's like no ponds and all that stuff, and I don't know many people that play hockey, so here at least. So when I come home, I just make sure I can try and play some sort of hockey, either roller or ice. With the Jofa Dusters, I would like to try and get in. I need a job first to help pay for it and stuff, but I have one set up. So maybe I'll be able to get in there because I feel like it would be a pretty fun time.
Absolutely. You drink beer?
What?
You drink beer?
Yeah.
You're in.
Yeah, those are the requirements. Not really, though, because I don't even drink beer, and I have the C on my sweater. Not a big deal.
Yeah, but you ride the bench, bitch.
Yeah, all right, yeah, but you're a coach, dude. Get on some skates.
Exactly, so you ride the bench.
Dude, we still don't have a goalie, Mark. You should just throw the pads on and just Mighty Ducks it in the net. If anybody's watching the coach new Mighty Ducks thing on Disney Plus. Yikes, dude. Have you seen it at all, Mark?
No.
You haven't watched it, dude. Come on, bro. I know
you haven't, Mark. Wait, Mark.
I know you watched it, bro.
wait.
He's Mark, laughing so hard.
I might have heard you wrong.
Fuck up, Mark.
Did you watch it? Yes or no?
Shut up.
Okay. Yeah, I'm
you
not
didn't
saying
watch
anything.
It. So I'm pretty sure Mark's watched it, and we'll just chalk him up to be the goalie. I know Mark Krasminski hasn't watched it because he doesn't like Disney. Mark, what do you have to say about Disney?
Disney supports the China Communist Party, and I will not have it.
Yeah, so he doesn't do anything Disney, which makes it really hard to talk to him because you know what's Disney now is Star Wars, Marvel.
I'm not a nerd.
Hey, I'm a proud nerd, bro. Hey, relax. Hopefully we'll be getting Zach out there. We'll probably be getting Tim's friends eventually too, because they'll probably be old enough by the time we get this league going. So for all the listeners, Zach's down at NIU, ISU. I used to know a couple of people that played for the ISU, Illinois State University hockey team. I don't think they're still there anymore, but that's about all the hockey they have down there, I'm pretty sure, right?
Yeah, as far as I know, there's like I don't think there's like any ponds or anything like around here. So just basically the hockey team.
I went to a mall down there like way back when I used to venture down to Illinois State, and dude, there was a Blues sweatshirt in one of the you're not even at the like southernmost tip of Illinois. You're not even like at the halfway point. Like there should still not be any Blues material anywhere. It should be still all Hawks. I was very upset with that. So if you see any of them around, you have my permission to beat the shit out of them. But Tim, I wanted to move over to you real quick and talk about some of your friends as well. We briefly mentioned them last episode when we were talking to Jason about how they may have, they're the same age, so they may have played against each other. Jason was playing for Glenbard Yeah, oh, well, he was also playing for the Admirals, but was it Glenbard North?
Yeah, Glenbard no, for hockey, all four Glenbards combined one team.
Oh, okay. So I always get confused with the Glenbards. I know we've played a bunch of them.
It's really all one Schaumburg. Team. That's why they freaking, the past like 8 years, they win every year because it's four school districts.
That's what Schaumburg does as well. Because
it's Chiefs.
It's the Chiefs hockey. So it's Conant, Hoffman, Frem, Schaumburg, and then the IE are just in there.
Yes. Well, I don't know where the eye the comes chips. From.
Yeah. But take a minute, Tim, to just briefly kind of describe your hockey squad, and especially the ones we've been playing with, because we do plan to eventually get some of them on the show and definitely in some of the SHL games.
Yeah, so I started playing with them. I don't even know when. We all grew up together playing inline. And so that's where I got to know them in the Elk Grove League. And then they slowly started moving on to ice and then, like, stopped talking to me. And then over the past year or two, we've all gone together again, started playing at Mead, and then, you know, hanging out again, playing games. It's all been a really fun ride. But many of them play, I know it's for sure Chiefs. A couple of them played on, like, I forget what the other team is. There's a couple other of them. I don't even remember the names. I think Jason plays Leafs.
From Mission, right?
Yeah. No. That's another buddy of mine. Yeah, most of them just play Chiefs.
Okay.
That's all it is.
Yeah, so they're pretty good, and we plan on eventually getting some of them on the show, like I said, and then eventually in the SHL games, like I said, with, you know, Brian and those previous guys, we've already kind of set rosters this year, but hopefully we could either get them in a reffing position, you know, even if they just want to come and watch, that's cool too. But if we had them in SHL games in the future, what do you think they could bring to the league?
Well, if you had a guy like Ratner, you remember him, right?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, he played State Wars, I don't know how many years. That's like the top tier roller league in like the world. So he played there for a long time, so he'd for sure probably kill everyone on the ice. I think that'd be like the big core, you know, that Mark was talking about. So there'd be a new core established. I feel like he brought some of those guys out there.
What happened? Who's asking my beating?
I saw that rifle over there, buddy. He went into school shooter mode for a second, so he was listening intently. Guys. Yeah. Going back into you guys, though, who would you say that each one of you models your game after? Current, former NHLer, could be any of the above. And also, who would you say that the other person plays like? So Zach, we'll go to you first. Who do you play like, and who do you think Tim plays like?
So me, I don't really know. Like I didn't really try and model myself off of anybody. Obviously, like growing up, like 10 years ago when the Hawks were good, I obviously watched them a lot. But I didn't really like model myself. I just kind of played. So I would just say I just made my own game. Tim, he was a big Hossa fan, so I would have to say Hossa, that he like tried to model his game off of.
Very good.
I would agree, Tim, with Zach.
What would you say?
Entirely. Yeah, I tried like basing off of his type of play style, just playing smart and like being really aware and like knowing where everyone like is on the ice. I think it's like a big thing. And then I think for Zach, I have to say Chris Pronger.
Chris Pronger.
Just because it's Chris Pronger, you know?
Okay,
hey, I'll take that.
Early in his career, Chris Pronger, or later in his career, Chris Pronger? Because those are two very separate people. I would say earlier he was a lot more skill. And
all the above.
Later on he was more Chris good.
Pronger. He is Chris Pronger. There's only one of them.
All right, so Zach, wherever you think you are in your career, just know that towards the end of the career, you're just going to be a goon. You're just going to be going out there to hit people and mess around with guys like Dustin Byfuglien.
And you're going to have a career-ending injury.
Jeez, yeah. Not, you better knock on wood right now, buddy.
Yeah.
Tim's trying to jinx you over there.
Yeah.
The Jumbotron's going to fall on him.
Oh, yeah, by the way, boys, we did get a Jumbotron this, you know.
And we got, like, four drones hanging up, you know, and just, like, a scoreboard.
That wouldn't surprise me.
No.
Well, what we did just get is surround sound for the game this year. We had one giant sports speaker. Tim knows the one I'm talking about because I bring it to Dirksen every Friday and Saturday. It's usually half charged, so it usually dies by the time we're not even done playing hockey. They're fully charged now. I got a second one because if you get a second one, you can link them together Bluetooth-wise and then also to your phone. So now we could spread them out, have a little bit more surround sound in the game. So I expect it to be a lot louder atmosphere this year, boys. And also you boys better be calling up your boys. And I know you guys had a huge fan section there last year. Get the ladies out there this year, but let's talk about the fan section from last year. Who did it consist of, Stud, and who was rooting for who?
So it was Jacob Bishop, which you know from baseball.
Yep.
Colby Miller, who who did shoot the puck during one of the intermissions, and I think he made it the one time.
He did, yes.
And then it was like two of their other friends, I think. I forgot who they were. They all showed up and made the atmosphere pretty fun. They were rooting for the Penguins over here. So brought a nice atmosphere and a little extra boost to the game. So it was pretty fun to see them out there.
I heard them the entire game and I was trying to drown it out since they weren't cheering us on and it worked for the game. But then, you know, after the dust settles and we lost and I got to edit the footage, all I'm hearing in the footage is just them chirping the entire time. And I, you know, Tim's going on a breakaway and they're like, oh no, he looks nervous. And I'm just like, our defenseman, not Tim, but it's like a 3-on-1 and Tim's got the puck and they were also very annoyed with your goal horn, though, which I've never seen a team's own fans annoyed with the goal horn, but that was because it got played so many times. And I think Mark the Truth down there would agree that it was the most annoying goal horn to have to play over and over again.
That goal horn. It would have been fine if the other team was a little bit better and could score as well. You know, it would have balanced out, but
it feels a competitive game, you know. But then Mike had one team, so it didn't really work.
I will peek my head around from the curtain and say that I made the goal horn because Mark Krasminski couldn't figure out what exactly he wanted to do for a goal horn.
We have five.
In the remix of Black and Yellow, which you guys were already going to be wearing black and yellow for the Penguins, they dropped the word Pittsburgh, and I thought, oh, a little, you know, Easter egg, you know, makes them a little bit more like Pittsburgh. And then, of course, the Penguins horn itself. We should have just gone with Pittsburgh's original goal horn, which was what's that one song? I just put it in the Jason interview at the very end. It's like that Hey song where like the whole crowd's like chanting. I don't know. I don't sing. So but they also had U2. No, was it? What's that one song that's like, I got my head checked by a jumbo jet. They had that one like, woohoo. And I was like, okay, so we've got a few retro choices for the Penguins. So I'm glad you guys did not stick with the Penguins this year. And you're going
stop
with the,
using that word.
Retro. What word? Retro. This guy likes vintage. I don't really want to call it a vintage matchup. Cause like, we're not exactly a clothing line. Okay, cool input. Anyways, so you guys both had your first experience in the league last year, like I mentioned. Stud, after your first experience in the league, what would you see you want to see done better by the league this year to improve the game?
I don't really know what could be done better. I would just say my biggest thing was honestly wearing black shirts in like 100-degree heat. I thought that was the worst because I hate being hot and like sweating. I mean, obviously I'm going to sweat playing hockey, but black shirts, that I would say that was the worst. So
usually you associate hockey with being cold though. So hey, the heat was quite the change. Exactly.
That's also why I like playing ice better too.
Very true.
So, yeah.
Did you ever, I don't know if I asked you this already. Did you ever play in a league for ice when you were younger?
I did not. No, I did like, I did camps and stuff, you know, that like when I was really little, like I did camps that taught me how to skate. So that's how I got into hockey. And then my dad, he played a little bit, like just kind of pickup games, like with his buddies, never got into like a league or anything, but he liked watching hockey. So that's how I got started, was just introduced into a young age and kept going.
Okay. Yeah. Very cool. Tim, I'll jump over to you. I know you kind of already talked a bit about what you'd like to see improved in the game this year. I don't think I finished my point about the goalie pads. I did say that you guys were part of the rebuilding league. Well, part of the rebuilding league
I just ordered it.
Buddy, you're off mute.
Oh, shit.
Fucking mess. You are fucking this guy. Mess.
Spare parts.
Absolutely used. You're in the fucking clearance section, bud.
Get it cleaned up, you wagon. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, well, I'm ordering pizza. Now you guys know.
And you didn't invite me. Jeez.
No.
You don't watch before wrestling. Oh, yeah, that's true. Before I forget my point again, part of the rebuild of the league included new goalies, and the new goalies did not exactly have the full equipment. So we did have to borrow equipment from the goalies that we were trying to reach all summer, one of them being Marco Gomez, who was out with like a leave of absence. He came in clutch and gave your goaltender some pads and whatnot. He'll actually be playing in the game this year, though, so we won't have any kind of weird goalie situation. But what else about the game, Tim, would you want to see improved?
Off the top of my head, I can't really think anything because it's like hockey. You have players, you have a puck, you know. It's just like the basis of the game. I don't really know what else we can like add. Maybe like custom shirts or something would be pretty nice, I feel like.
Absolutely, like yeah. We were already actually looking into that. A friend of mine who was actually the referee, he is just like you. I met him the day of the game last year as well. He and his girlfriend, I'll kind of save this story for his podcast when we get him on here, if we get him on here. We've been trying to coordinate a time, but he and his girlfriend were at the rink the day of the game, and they were like, hey, you guys got something special going on here tonight? And I was like, yeah, we kind of have a big game. And they're like, oh, well, can we join? Or I was like, well, we kind of already have teams set, but I mean, we are looking for a ref. And he said, I'm down. He's like, I will be right back here. I didn't even exchange phone numbers with him though. So like when I left the rink and we came back later and like somebody was like, is this ref showing up? I was like, I hope so. I forgot to get his number. So I had no way to contact him, but sure enough, he showed up. I think he did a great job reffing for somebody who just got thrown in the role. But he told me after the game, he definitely wants to play in the game the next year. He was talking to me about, of course, like I said, the goalie pads and whatnot. He was like, yeah, we shouldn't be playing with a puck with this guy in net. But, what's that?
One thing you need to do with whoever ends up being ref is find a way to make it where they can control the time.
Yeah, that's definitely a huge one.
For some reason, it always just doesn't work.
The way the rink is angled and the way the sunset hits, for some reason, that sensor is always blocked out by sunlight. So hopefully this year with a later start. What's that?
You can put the board on the other side.
We could. We had done that in years past where we had the timer on the side with the fans and the benches and stuff like that. And we just had the commentators control the clock, but it was still separate from the clock that the referee had. And also, you know, people had to kind of crane their necks just to see how much time was left. So we thought putting it on the other side would be better. Hopefully with a later start time this year, we won't have to worry about any kind of interference from the sun. But going back to your point about where I was going with the Kyle story was he said to me, he's like, why don't we get custom shirts for both teams? And I thought that was a great idea. We have actually tried to do that in the past, not to the extent that he wants to do it. So he sent me a couple of drawings and he was going to be looking into a t-shirt shop that could do it. My boss also told me that she's got like this t-shirt making machine at home. So she's going to test it out and see how it works and then get back to me on if it's possible. So eventually, hopefully I'll just be able to get everybody's numbers, names and sizes and go from there. But yeah, definitely your idea, Tim. We definitely want to capitalize on that to improve the league. And this year, none of the t-shirts will be black. I promise you that. So, you know, nobody will be dying out there. I know you had mentioned this briefly, and this was something that we did want to improve had you have been at this game coming up this summer, was the drones. We want to talk about drone camera work, and talk to me a little bit about your drone usage and maybe even some of the shots that you've taken with drones and the experience you have.
It has been like too crazy. I think I've had it for like a year or two now, but it's just been like going outside during quarantine, going to like Jane Addams Park and just taking pictures. And then I also like went to a couple lakes and stuff and took pictures, but it hasn't been anything crazy. Then I also took it out a few times while we went to Mead, and that was pretty fun. We did like player followings and like shootouts, and it looked like super realistic, like a NHL simulation or something. So I think that was pretty fun, and hopefully I can do something like that in the summer as well.
Absolutely. We'd love to get a flyover for the national anthem. That would be sick.
Yeah, next to like fighter pilots from the Schaumburg airport, you know.
So funny that you bring that up. We actually, a buddy of mine and I actually called the Schaumburg airport to see if they could do a helicopter flyover for the game one year. And then the person that we'd put in the flyover, we'd pay for the full flyover, and the person we put in the flyover would have a camera with them, and they could lean out the side and take some helicopter shots from up there. And I have not abandoned that idea. I just don't think we're ready for that yet. I think drones are the first step, maybe a couple more camera angles on the ground before we get there.
So Mike, this is kind of wild too, is Tim, you might know this too. My neighbor in my court actually has like a plane, and I'm pretty sure that he parks it at Pilot Pete's, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, like he's big into planes and yeah, all that stuff, so kind of funny.
Would he want to do a flyover?
I don't know. I would have to see. I don't know, like I know he like worked on planes, so I don't know like how experienced he is with flying, but yeah, I would, and I don't know if he's done it in a while, but something, I mean, I could see if he would want to do it.
Yeah. As long as we can get that timed up for when we're going to do the national anthem, and I could get him all the game specs and everything, and do a little flyover during the anthem. And then even if he knows a guy, that's fine too. That ref that I was talking about, who's on my team this year, Kyle, who's working on getting us the jerseys, his girlfriend is getting her aviator's license. So she's flying planes. I'm not sure what kind of plane she's flying. I just knew that she was going to school for that, but I don't know where she flies out of, or, and I don't think she has access to a plane necessarily, like just offhand, but she could probably definitely fly too. So if this guy hasn't flown in a while, we'll put those two together and see if they can work something out. That'd be sick.
Thing we should do is get some RC planes, put like a flare in the back of it, and just get some guys to control it right past.
Just light on fire. Fuck it. It crashes.
Hey, so I got a $100 ticket for fireworks last year. I'm not trying to get a $1,000 ticket for a crashed plane. That's a little bit more expensive.
5 years in 5 years in jail for arson.
Yeah, that would probably send me to jail for a little bit.
We'll blame Mark.
It's bad enough we're going to be doing the fireworks again this year, and I expect to just pull out the wallet, pay another ticket, but that's fine. You know,
just tell them it wasn't you. Be like, I don't know, some kids lit it and ran.
Doesn't make a dent, bud. Doesn't make – You know what? I just sit here and I back up the Brinks truck every day. It just comes right up onto my driveway. I tell them to open up the doors, just dump it all in the garage. I'll sort it out later. I'll have my accountant figure it all out. And then I use it to pay for fireworks tickets that we get from the village every year. It's cool. It's whatever. And bail money. I keep a lot of bail money for the stuff that we do. You have drones, Tim, but you also have GoPros too, right?
Yeah.
I wanted to kind of get into, you had mentioned to me, not on the podcast, but that you do a lot of rock climbing. So I don't know if I've known anybody that's been so into rock climbing as you are. Would you say that rock climbing helps your hockey, or that hockey helps your rock climbing, or are they mutually exclusive?
I think rock climbing has helped hockey, if anything, especially for like strength and power. You see me out during summer day taking like slap shots now, and I've seen a difference in myself I feel like. So I feel it's like one big thing. And then maybe skating ability a bit from like being lighter and everything. So that can help.
And so what I was going to go for with GoPros too, I kind of started that question a little too soon, is I know you use the drones, like you said, for only a couple shots. You use more like your GoPros when you're rock climbing and stuff like that to get some cool views.
No, I use my GoPros for fishing only, not fishing for climbing. Only.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Mark down there, I saw his eyes just light up. He heard somebody say fishing and he's intrigued.
I caught a fucking toad the other day. We all can just appreciate
what?
The
How'd you do that?
A fucking monster fish. Right, Mark?
Yeah, you did.
Fuck with you, you big mama. Looks like Mark's penis. I mean.
Okay, why did you catch a toad, though? Was it deep down in there? Or
you just it's what you call a big-ass fish, a fucking toad.
Oh, okay. All right, I didn't know the lingo, but that's
good old 18-inch.
You wouldn't know that because you don't really catch fish when you come.
I do catch fish when I come. I just don't catch the... You do the wacky rig stuff. I'm so used to live baits or going out.
It's a fucking toad.
Why do you look like you're carrying the mail in that photo?
Why do you look like you just aren't a good fisherman because you're not a man?
Oh, wow. What a comeback, bud. So I don't think you do any kind of rock climbing or whatever. Have you ever at least tried to keep up with some of the stuff that Tim does, like the karate or the rock climbing? Or do you stick with baseball?
I stick with baseball. Rock climbing, I did it one time and failed badly. So, and plus I'm afraid of heights. So that's not for me. So karate I did for like a week when I was little and then quit because I thought it was boring. But yeah, I stick with baseball and hockey. I do fishing though as well. That I also do.
Tim, he took a shot at karate. He said karate was boring.
That was like 2 years when I was little, so I can't care anymore.
Oh, I thought you were still doing it. Okay,
no way.
What belt did you get up to? Did you ever get any belts?
It's in my like thing right here.
Oh, he's about like to pull orange. Out the trophies.
Yeah.
Orange belt. There he is.
Yeah, it's pretty, low.
It's pretty low.
You just see like 5-year-old Tim just breaking cinder blocks over his head and stuff like that.
With his big forehead.
Yeah.
Mike's nose Wax could break cinder Danielson. Blocks.
What's that?
Your nose could break cinder blocks.
That's very true. Dude, my nose could cut through a lot of stuff. But not sinus infections, as we know from this last week. Rest in peace. So, all right, last question. Considering you guys are both forwards, I know you guys kind of started on defense for the game last year, but considering you're both forwards, who out of all the guys that we have in the league would you put as the third on your line that you think could complement your guys' play style?
I'd probably go with you, Mike, just because like we've been playing a lot together recently. So yeah, we've been getting the chemistry up playing together, so I think that's why.
Sounds good. Stud, how about you?
So I would say I don't really know, but I feel like Tim kind of gave a good answer, is like chemistry. So playing together is obviously it's important. So thinking about that is I would say either you or Jack, just because those are the people that I've played the most with, besides Tim, obviously, too. So.
Awesome. I'm touched, guys. I'm very grateful for that answer. But if it's Jack and he is on your team, you'll have at least 2/3 of that line, Zach and Jack attack. So we better watch out, I guess. And hopefully Tim can make the game. Tim, I wanted to go back. What's that?
Hopefully it rains.
Well, how certain are you that you won't make that June 26th date? Are you like 100% sure? Or?
Yeah, like 95% sure.
What is the 5%? What could happen to maybe get you to the game? Because Mark like said he'd ends. Smuggle you across the country if he had to.
I don't really know what would have to happen for that 5%, but it's just murder percentage.
And by mark, I meant the mark at the bottom of the screen, because the mark next to me obviously doesn't want you. He said you weren't a part of the core. So
yeah,
it was the other mark that was like, I just want to see Tim play in the game and commentate him. So he said he'd murder and kill people for you. So
he wanted to hear the black and yellow theme song. There it is. Song.
I mean, I don't want to, but I know it's going to be the team that wins. So.
Maybe, well, all right. Well, I mean, we're the California Golden Seals, so we'll put the black and yellow in our goal horn. We have our goal horn set. We just haven't released it yet. I don't know if Mark Krasminski can say the same for his team. I think he said he knows what he wants, but
we're gonna have like five different ones, so you can switch to each one.
Have like two. Don't no. Have like five. You're not gonna get that many.
You can have five, and I know exactly what the five are, and it's fine. I know exactly when to play when.
All right, if that's what
you know, each person is gonna have their own goal horn.
You're gonna have to send it to me so that I can. Oh my goodness, you're gonna have to send it to me so that I can get them all edited for you, and get them loaded up in the playlists, and then not Krasminski, other Mark Levesque, we'll have to get you over here to talk about some playlists and get everything set with some vintage songs. I won't call them throwback or retro songs. For your sake,
you could just say old songs.
Well, they're not all old. Like some of them are like, I don't know, 90s, classics. Early 2000s. It's not like classic, like Beethoven. Yeah,
Beethoven as our goal.
How long ago was the 2000s?
That's what I was thinking. Dude, I could have got Beethoven.
Oh, the Fifth Symphony.
Exactly. Dun, would you dun,
say, dun, dun, dun. But how long ago was the 2000s? Dun, dun, dun.
21 years ago.
Like 20 years ago?
Exactly.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's not old. You'd be saying, we're all old. Are we all old?
I'm old as shit.
My back is, but that's about it.
Mike just smells like shit, so there's a difference.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
I have the body of an 80-year-old man, so.
90, but don't push it.
Not all your parts.
Oh, jeez. Yikes. Well, that's about all I got for you guys. Does your captain have any questions for you, Mark?
Listen, you just show up and let's fucking win again. That's it. Who cares? Let's just go win. Let's get absolutely wasted and win the fucking game. And Tim, if we win, you still win. You get to party with us.
Great. Mike loses either way if I don't show up.
No, we'll bring the trophy to you.
All right.
We're taking over your vacation or wherever the hell you're going.
You're going to want to drive 7 hours, I guess, but all right.
We'll do it. It's a party.
Sounds good.
We'll take it on the. We'll fly. We'll take it on the plane.
Hey, will he be part of the core again?
There's one person in the core. We all know this.
No, stop acting like not,
this is a big deal.
Listen,
Jason is the core.
It's not how a team is run. I can't believe you guys.
Hey, all I know is whoever wins, Oilers run. Do I get to drink out of the cup?
Yes. Wow, he hesitated.
Who's
hesitating? He's still hesitating. You. He asked you a question.
Oh, you know what he the said, fuck you want?
I'm speaking for the Golden Seals.
Oh, you answered the question. I was like, there, he answered it.
But you're the captain of the other team, so I wanted to know.
What do you think? What do you think?
Yes.
Fucking communist.
Yeah.
Liberal.
I did have one more question before I let you guys go, which is stud with the flow. Do you just let it grow natural, or do you put any kind of products in it? How do you get it to have that all natural look?
I just let it grow natural.
That's why it looks so good. It's all natural.
You ever get it trimmed? Cut the split ends and the dead stuff?
Yeah, I've gotten it trimmed a couple times already. So
you heard it here first, ladies. That's why they call him stud.
Because he has a big dick, like a horse. Right?
Is that what are you guys doing in your locker room?
It's like a toad.
He has an absolute fucking toad.
Oh, my God.
He has his own fucking zip code.
Jesus. Well, speaking of zip codes, for all of our listeners, you're going to want to get over to 60193. That's my zip code. I'm pretty sure that's still the Rink's zip code. Timbercrest Park, a.k.a. Dirksen, Saturday, June 26th at 8 p.m. It'll begin warm-ups. 8:30 is puck drop.
That'll be
8:40. No. We're going to try to do 8:30. Warm-ups will only be like 20 minutes and then 10 minutes for announcing the names and get the anthems done and hopefully fly over. By 11 o'clock that night, there will be a cup risen and a team crowned champions, some fireworks.
Yes.
You didn't hear that from me though. I don't know who said that because it sounds like a person that's not going to make the game. So I don't know who us could be, but you're going to want to head on over. Well, boys, thank you for this interview. Thanks for coming on. We'll definitely get you guys on again. Hopefully later on in the summer after the game, maybe going into next ice season too. That's been our interview with the Zach Stud Stunzinski and Timothy Vendel over there. Do you guys have anything last minute that you want to say or promote?
I think I'm all good.
Fuck you guys.
Yeah, no, I'm good. Thanks for having us on.
Absolutely. For you listeners, thank you for listening all the way through. I know half of this will have dropped in 1 week, and then you guys will be listening to this part in the second week. Thanks for sticking with us, and we'll get on over into some NHL talk. But thanks again, guys.
Yep. Thanks.